This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
KNC Masterpiece right here on a 105 through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh man, Corey Majors and the famous Alec Medford. Reminder, in this hour, we will give away tickets to Bryan Adams for his show November 13th at the American Airlines Center in this hour. But right now, and don't worry, I'll do a positive one tomorrow, okay? So just remember we did the negative one. So tomorrow when everyone's like, oh, this Homer bullcrap, blah, 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 we did the negative one first. Describe the Cowboys' nightmare season in 2025 in one sentence or less. You are limited to one comma and one semicolon. We will not tolerate run-on sentences or any other ways to try to avoid the constraints of this topic.
Dang it.
Hey, hold on. I do have a question. How many Dak-based answers do you think there are going to be?
See, I think there's going to be a lot of Dak and Jones ones. See, the one thing, and I don't think this actually answers the question correctly. One sentence, the Jones boys are clowns. But I take it that's already the opinion that you have. So, like, what I want to know is what would happen that would lead you down this road. So, like, for example, I think my nightmare scenario or my nightmare sentence is, like, maybe Dak misses three games, you lose them and finish 9-8. And so then...
That's a nightmare to you?
It is, because then that just feeds into everything that the Cowboys believe about what they're doing right. And what I mean by that is...
If we'd had Dak, we would have won those three
games.
We
would have gone 12-5. We would have won the division. We would have made it to the Super Bowl. Like, we're obviously on the right track. Like, nightmare scenarios for me, that's one of them. Another one, if it's okay, I'm sorry. I know I started off by cheating, would be Tyler Guyton appears unable to play left tackle.
Okay.
That would be like a nightmare scenario for me. So I want to turn it over to y'all. I want to turn it over to the fan text from the 214 because I think you might be right, and eventually we'll tweak it up and maybe take Dak out if that's the case. From the 214, game three, Dak injured again and out for the season. From the 817, Dak goes down. From the 214, Cowboys lose in the NFC Championship game.
That's not a nightmare.
I would be, I'll say it right now, I'll be thrilled if that happens.
You'll be duck static.
I will. Man.
DuckTales is taking over our breaks, by the way.
Twolo Tasha sent us the full produced DuckTales, like, we want to get this on the radio for 4 minutes song. It's better off the way it was.
I think they, that was when they would have a shorter content show.
The episode ran
so
short.
They were like, let's run this a little extra.
Do the long one.
I have two different versions of this, Kevin. Two different versions. Oh. I think one's more effective than the other.
Okay.
Version number one. The Cowboys start off 3-0. A significant contributor gets hurt and Tyler Guyton has not progressed. So starting off 3-0, you've beaten the Eagles. What? You just beat the Super Bowl champs riding high.
That makes you the linear Super Bowl champion.
Then who do you beat? Yes, that is correct. The linear. That doesn't pass over in preseason games.
Forever.
Okay, but in preseason games.
Oh yeah, no preseason.
They don't count.
Games,
okay.
Correct.
And the linear Super Bowl champion means the Super Bowl champion won. The next person to beat them is now considered the linear Super Bowl.
It's almost
champion.
Like a boxing
and
or
the person
wrestling
who beats
idea.
Them,
yeah.
And the person who beats that next.
Yeah.
The next game is against the Giants. What do you think of the Giants?
I think they're gonna stink.
You're 2-0. Then you beat the Bears. Maybe the Bears aren't quite as good as you thought they were going to be. Like that, all three of those things right there are actually, being 3-0 is not a good thing for the Cowboys there. That being said, you could be 5-0 at the end of that stretch. 6-0, going into the Washington game.
Okay.
But the significant player, it's not CeeDee Lamb because you got Pickens now. The idea with having Pickens is, all right, what happens if CeeDee Lamb isn't there, right? That's why you have Pickens. Not as much as, hey, we have two lethal pieces, but if we're really going to make a run at it this year, we need to have a just-in-case situation. And Pickens is just-in-case Lamb. Now, if you get both of them going all year, man, that's a thumbs up. And then, as you said, Tyler Guyton's place. But the one very easy, encapsulates everything, and encapsulates all of our fears, is this sentence. The Cowboys still can't stop the run. That right there would be a nightmare situation because, A, we would talk about how we can't stop the run again, and now how do we fix the defense if we have a defensive coordinator that couldn't fix that part? I think they're going to. That's something I think they're going to be better at this year. But if that's the case, that's a nightmare scenario.
So some people have taken this in, like, I'm gonna read you three back to back to back because it shows just how different the idea is. And even my opinion might be way different than a lot of people thinking. All right, so from the 214, 8-9 for the Cowboys, and they finish in the teens for the draft. That is their nightmare scenario because it feels like you've seen that, whether you want to go back to Garrett or whatever. It feels like you've seen that a lot.
Tyler Booker. I mean, they can still get a good pick.
Hopefully that is the case. And then from the 214, Cowboys win the division and we lose in the first round of the playoffs. And then, again, these were back to back to back from the 903. Cowboys are still are super healthy and still go 5-12. This is going to be my fringy opinion for the segment. I don't think that is the end of the world. And the reason...
The season isn't fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that's it. We've gone through a miserable season where you're like, there's no hope for the rest of the year.
Exactly. And so, like, with the other ones, and the reason why I don't think that's the end of the world, although I understand that argument, is because then I wonder if you'd have to finally take that step back and look at your roster. Because if you go 8-9, you draft in the teens, we've seen it. They'll tell us they're right by the rim and they're going to dunk it home or whatever. And then if they win the division and lose in the first round or lose in the divisional round, they're going to be like, yeah, that was just bad luck on the matchup. We're right there. We're about to do it. At 5-12 without major injuries, then you have to take a step back and be like, wow, we have done a terrible job of talent management and talent acquisition, and we need to reevaluate.
Yeah, and then do you think that's the case, or do you think they go, well, the coaching staff obviously was the problem again?
You know what?
We made a poor decision there. I'm trying to...
Maybe.
This is me trying to go through that. The Cowboys' brain and figure that part out because they don't like admitting that they've made an error in judgment.
Yeah.
Whether it be their coaching or their players. So I don't know which one would get the decision on that.
From the 469, Cowboys extend Dak Prescott. Man, what a fascinating turn of events that would be. Well, at least they finally made a decision.
That means they won the Super Bowl.
You know what?
If the Cowboys won the Super Bowl.
One would hope.
And they extended Dak, would you go, sure, fine?
Yes, 100%. I don't care if they Joe won Milton the Super won. Bowl 6-3. That's fine. You won the Super Bowl. Do whatever the hell you...
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You want
for how long? 30 years.
Obviously, I accept it for 30 years. I can't stand here and be like, well, I'm going to quit watching that. I won't. You make a fair point. From the 817, the Cowboys make Micah Parsons the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. That, I believe that nightmare is going to come true for you in about a month and
a half. The highest paid non-quarterback?
Yes. I for sure think that dream is going to come true. or that nightmare is going to come true from the 2-4 that Micah has more podcasts about how the Cowboys are stinking than he has sacks on the field.
Yeah,
but then he would have gotten paid, and so
his content. Yeah, his content's going to be great.
Alec, one sentence. What is your nightmare scenario for the Cowboys 2025 season?
My nightmare scenario for the Cowboys season would look like this. The Cowboys make the playoffs without Dak Prescott at quarterback.
Oh, my God. Because then they're going to be like, we put Dak in, we win the Super Bowl.
Exactly. Because how many narratives are going to be spun after that? In every which direction.
Yeah.
Let's just say it is Joe Milton who ends up being the guy who carries them the rest of the season. This is assuming a mid-season injury.
Yeah.
So let's say he has to start 6 games of the regular season, and he's responsible for a lot of that success. They go into the playoffs, even if it is a first-round exit. Then what are you talking about next year? How can we get out of that deal?
Yeah.
Because Joe Milton is everything we ever dreamed of. And then you look at Dak Prescott's cap hit. And you start looking at some of these scary numbers like $74 million for next season.
Yeah.
And then you start saying, well, the potential out, that actually makes sense, 2028. Like, you start looking at that. But then if you want to say, hey, like you just pointed out, if he did play, man, we would have went further. We would have at least made the NFC Championship. And that's all just projecting. That's all going to be conversation from the front office, from the team itself, from even some of us, that if we just had our main guy at the helm that's been here forever and understands this team and this offense, we would have went as far as our imaginations would have taken us. There are so many different things that would come up from that, and I don't want that to happen. If they do overachieve this year and make a playoff run and a deep one, I want it to be with 4 at quarterback, because then every decision that they've made up to this point is justified. I don't want to sit here talking about how and why Joe Milton should be the next Cowboys quarterback. Or you say, should we draft one next year? Blah, blah, blah. I don't want that to be the conversation, because the numbers and the future looks really scary if you have to have that conversation.
The 4-6-9 nightmare scenario. And I will tell you, I fundamentally disagree with the last part of it, but I appreciate all of the opinions. Tyler Guyton does great, but the poor play of Dak and the Cowboys has them finish with a worse record than the Giants. Now, that would theoretically be the end of the sentence. They did tag on, the Cowboys fans finally see what the rest of us know. Dak is an elite backup, but not a starter. So I disagree with that last part 100%. Dak Prescott is a starting quarterback in this league. And I don't mean
he finished second MVP voting.
I've heard.
A couple years ago.
But I mean he is an acceptable starting quarterback in this league. I'm not just saying he starts, but like he is an acceptable starting quarterback in this league, and I feel like most people are on that same page. But the other problem with that I run into continually is there's nothing you can do about it right now. Like, if you think Dak is the reason for all the problems of this franchise, which I do not, there's nothing you can do about it this year. There's nothing you can do about it next year. Then after that, I can try to have the conversation with how you get out of it. But there's nothing you can do for the next couple of years.
Yeah, and a lot of times, Kevin, we do get kind of caught up in the idea of there are 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL. Dak's a backup. Actually, there are, 8 to 10 legitimate, really good starters in the NFL, then there are a bunch of other guys that are in the NFL and they're quarterbacks in the NFL because they need to fulfill. And then there are about, 6 that shouldn't be in the NFL. Yeah. But
where you're waiting until a better opportunity. And
Dak's kind of, he was in that top 10 area for a while.
Sure.
The last couple of years have been a little weird. Or last year was a little weird, obviously, because he finished second in MVP voting 2 years ago.
I am aware.
But there was a time when people were like, man, is he that next iteration of what a great Cowboys quarterback is? But again, a lot of times we're just like, oh, they're this. There's only a handful of really good ones.
Yeah.
And if you have one of them, you better take advantage of that moment while you have them and have a good team around them.
As you could probably guess, a lot of people's nightmare season scenarios revolve around injury from the 3-2-5. Michael Parsons has a career-ending injury from the 2-1-4 serious CeeDee Lamb injury. And both of those would be concerning because, first of all, the people and the player they are, but also You just got CeeDee Lamb under contract. I assume if Micah's going to play, it will be because he is under contract. And from the 817, Brandon Aubrey misses the rest of the season. Brandon Aubrey is ridiculously fun to watch, so I would be sad if he missed a big chunk of the season.
I did a little when you sent this over yesterday, Kevin. I was like, man, I'm putting some thought into this one.
I appreciate
for
that.
The first time.
Do you do that with all the segments or just this
one? Let me finish this comment first before I don't answer that. But I was thinking, I was like, okay, something a little different. And so I went and looked and I said, the Cowboys can't start 0-3.
Okay.
Because they've done that 4 times, I believe, in their history.
Ooh. Wow, that's not a lot.
6 times, maybe.
Oh.
Never made the playoffs in those years.
Ooh, okay. Missed
the playoffs in every one of them. However, they've 7 times started off 0-2. And 1 time.
Hold on.
They made the playoffs.
Wasn't that the Emmett year? The Emmett holdout year?
1 time. They went to the second round of the playoffs. 1 time, Kevin. They won the Super Bowl.
That was the Emmett year.
So they can start off 0-2.
Okay.
If as long as their team is elite and great.
If Micah is out the first 2 games,
it doesn't have and then to be he'll that. Come back. No, they can just start off 0-2 and then go on a run, but they can't start off 0-3. And Kevin, 0-4? What are we talking about at this point?
Okay.
So they need to at least start off 2-1 or 1-2.
What I'm honestly surprised that no one brought this up was Pickens blows up on the team and or his teammates. At least in that scenario, you're only...
Aren't we kind of expecting that?
Are you?
Some point.
So I say over under blow up against the team or his teammates at 0.5. You're like, you're obviously taking the over.
Yeah, and you trying to figure out when is probably the one, like what week,
Before
or after, which week is it? That's where I'm probably going to dive in. Obviously, he's in a honeymoon period right now.
Sure.
And he has a lot to prove to a lot of other teams in the NFL that want to sign him to a big contract. Cowboys would be smart to say, this is your year. Let's get the best out of you for a reasonable price. And good luck doing whatever you want to do with some other team instead of paying him that money.
Right.
But I just feel like that at some point, something is going to go haywire and he's going to be upset.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.